Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Thornton here in Lincoln, Bill Bush in La Vista in his wonderful piano room.
Is it a piano room?
He has joined us via the stream. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill, what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Tuesday in Creighton?
Well, Steve, I want to make sure Shin Daddy makes it very clear that this is something that he has borrowed from Steve Sipple, but he had it planned out in the spring when the weather breaks out and the wind picks up. It's elevation day, so today is kite day.
Okay,
so everyone will be flying kites. They'll loop the kids down, so the kids will be getting on school buses, whipping down every hour by ages. And Shin Daddy's got about 40 kites. And 40. So they're going to teach them how to run down Main Street to elevate them, to get them up. And then, like I said, we're going to have incredible wind. And so we're going to be a height competition, some different things they're doing. But today's kite day. Main Street is shut off. And so you'll see the kids flying kites. And this gets back to Steve Sipple when he shut down the airport in Columbus.
Oh, my God. So there's going to be 40 kites in the air.
40 kites in the air at one time. They have some spread them out a little bit. They're going to be using all six blocks of Main Street. So it's kind of clear. So getting the accidents, but he's got them all set up. Him and Tamer been running line all night last night, getting the string set up, running lines. Yeah. That's what they were doing. And so today, you know, they'll show up at the first one starts at what time, Steve?
8:44.
Oh, 8:44 will be the first group. We start off for elevation day. In Creighton, and they shut off Main Street, and the bank, Midwest Bank, will be sponsoring Kite Day.
It sounds like a delightful day in Creighton.
It's like a great day, yes.
What a great idea by Steve.
Shin Daddy's on top of it.
Yes.
Well, we have a special guest for Hour 2, and this is set up by Bill. Thank you for hooking us up, Bill. We've got Garth Glissman, the SEC Associate Commissioner of Men's Basketball. Garth, good morning. How are you today?
Jake, Coach Bush, Sip. Thank you for having me on. Excited to catch up with you.
Well, we will get to the SEC in a second. I just want to bring up this is Boys State Basketball Week here in Lincoln. And 9 years ago, you were coaching Boys State Basketball for Parkview Christian. And now here you are at the SEC. What have the last 9 years been like going from Parkview Christian, Garth, to where you are now in the SEC as Commissioner of Men's Basketball?
Well, it's special for me to coach in the state tournament for Parkview Christian because I've been associated with Nebraska varsity high school boys basketball for 11 years, 3 years as a player at Waverly, and 8 years as a high school head coach. And I had never made it to the state tournament until my 11th and final year. And it was special. I always wanted to make it as a player, never did. went 0 for 7 my first 7 years as a coach, and finally made it my eighth and final year. And when I was coaching in the state tournament, I knew I was headed to the NBA at that time. I hadn't shared it publicly, so that was obviously sentimental for me. And shortly after the state tournament, I moved to New York City to take a job with the NBA League office. It was a part legal, part operations role. The NBA had reached out to me. They were intrigued by my resume as a corporate lawyer by day and a high school basketball coach by night. They were looking for somebody with some sophisticated legal experience combined with some practical basketball knowledge. We're having a hard time finding anybody to fit that role in and around the New York area, so they expanded their scope nationally, stumbled across my profile on LinkedIn, interviewed me for 6 months, joked about never hiring anybody from Nebraska and being a little uncomfortable with it, but they finally pulled the trigger. So moved to New York and worked for the NBA for 7.5 years. Always knew in the back of my mind once I transitioned to sports that if given the opportunity and then the right fit, I would love to work in college sports, because given how I grew up 15 minutes outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, I've always loved college sports. And so when the opportunity to work for the SEC presented itself, I jumped at it, and I've been at the SEC office in Birmingham, Alabama for the last 20 months.
Garth Glissman joins us. You were the head coach at both Parkview Christian and College View Academy, separate stints, obviously, 4 years apiece. Garth, I don't know. Maybe this is a stretch, but I have to think those experiences helped you in your subsequent roles with the NBA and now with the SEC. Am I wrong? Actually, leading a team of people.
No question. I started as a high school head coach my last year of law school, and I look back on that experience and it was real leadership experience. And you know, there are people you can go on in life and have really good job opportunities. Sometimes the financial rewards can be significant, but you're not necessarily getting leadership experience. And so, you know, I was a 26-year-old law student going to law school during the day and coaching a high school basketball team at night. And, you know, may not have seemed significant to a lot of outsiders, but I can tell you it was significant to those young men, significant to those parents. You get to deal with all the pressures of coaching high school kids, and their parents have expectations. So those experiences, and frankly, some of the setbacks, and you make mistakes. When you're a leader, you're not perfect. And so I made some mistakes when I was a young coach, and you try to learn from them and get better. But it's a really astute observation, Sip. And no doubt about it, when I talk to young people who have ambitions to work at a high level in sports, I tell them not to be intoxicated by the level, but instead go chase opportunities to learn and grow.
Okay.
Nate Oates is a perfect example of that, not to pivot too quickly to you know, the SEC, but he was a high school coach 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He was a high school coach, you know, basically until he was 40, and he will tell you that his time as a high school coach was pivotal in helping him learn his style, learn how to lead. And so I'm a big believer that leadership experience at any level has tremendous value. And in the sports industry in particular, I see too often young people are intoxicated by the level. They want to go work for some program or work in a certain conference, or they're adamant about working in the NBA, but they're not as focused on what the role actually consists of and how that can help them grow and develop.
Garth, Bill Bush, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well, Coach. For those listeners who don't know, you and I have some common Pender, Nebraska roots. You're a Pender high grad.
I was hoping we could get to that right away, and so were the listeners.
Well, I gotta call out Pender, because you know Pender just won another state championship in girls basketball, so I know you and I are both proud of that.
Absolutely. Titletown is rolling. Garth, this is like a potential movie. It really is. Waverly to coaching high school basketball while you're also finishing law school, and then having an opportunity to go from that to the NBA and then move to the SEC, which is now the most powerful basketball conference, obviously, at least this year. It's just incredible. So first of all, congratulations on everything that you've done. And obviously what a testament it is to just hard work and an unbelievable zest for pursuing a career. Congratulations. So cool, Garth.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And for me, the time that I spent in Nebraska prior to going to the NBA, being a small school high school basketball coach and pivoting to the NBA, that's obviously not a transition that happens often. But I was kind of running my own race. During the day, I was, for lack of better words, I was a corporate lawyer. I represented sophisticated corporate clients. The attorney with whom I worked most frequently at my law firm is now a federal judge. So I got incredible training. I had really sophisticated clients. So during the day, I was developing this intellectual rigor. And then at night, I was coaching high school basketball. And in hindsight, those dual experiences have proven to be invaluable for me. And there were a lot of people that were, my own parents, when they found out that I was going to coach high school basketball my last year of law school, let alone continue when I was going to start work as a lawyer, that had, mixed feelings about whether that was a good idea or not. But I've always believed in the power of sport and what sport can do to impact young people, what sport can do to bring people together. And so for me, I was comfortable running my own race, and it's led to opportunities that I never could have envisioned at the time.
We're joined by Garth Glispman, the SEC Associate Commissioner of Men's Basketball. Regarding your current position, Garth, I mean, SEC, we all have known for years, is a great football conference. It wasn't always the same for basketball, but you could have as many as 13 teams, if not more, in the tournament this year, and potentially three number one seeds in the tournament. We're talking about the likes of Auburn, obviously. Alabama's in conversation, Tennessee, Florida. I mean, just go through this. How incredible has this specific year been as the commissioner for this amazing league, which has been the best we've maybe seen of all time?
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're hoping to get a record number of teams in the NCAA tournament. The current record for any one conference in a given year is 11 teams.
Wow.
Set by the Big East in 2011. The Big East did that when it was a 16-team league. So the Big East has since reformatted and is now a 10-team league. But back when the Big East was a 16-team league, they got 11 teams in the tournament. That's back when they had Syracuse, Louisville, so on. We think 13 teams for the SEC is very possible this year. Understandably, that leads to a lot of across the country, there's different feelings as to whether that's good or not for college basketball. But I really try to look objectively at the data. And the reason why this is possible is because of what our teams accomplished in non-conference play. SEC teams won 89% of non-conference games. That's the best overall non-conference winning percentage of any conference since the 1983-84 ACC. The only difference being the ACC did that with eight teams. We're doing it with 16. 59-19 record versus teams from other power conferences. Better than 500 record than every versus teams from every other power conference. 30-4 versus the ACC. 14-2 versus the Big 12. When you add up all of those statistics and then you advance to conference play and understand that once everybody's in conference play, each conference is going to go 500 from that point out. So we knew once we entered January, we were in this closed loop system. And so for fans who are just starting to tune into college basketball, you might say, how in the world could any conference have 13 teams deserving of the NCAA tournament? You really have to back up and look at what we accomplished in non-conference play to understand why this is possible.
Garth Glissman joins us, Associate Commissioner for Men's Basketball for the mighty SEC. Garth, you obviously are a astute observer of sport and basketball in particular. How did this happen? How did it happen, in your judgment, that the SEC became this powerful in the sport of basketball?
It's a classic case of a rising tide lifting all ships. So at a very macro level, and Coach Bush, you can speak to this a little bit from your time at LSU, the southeastern part of the United States has been on fire in terms of economic growth, population growth. Mm-hmm. The southeastern part of the United States, from Texas to Florida, for the first time in recorded American history, now contributes more to gross domestic product than any other part of the country, including the Northeast. Historically, the Northeast, with New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, outproduced every other region in the country. Well, now it's the southeastern part of the United States.
Okay.
That has led to tremendous enrollment growth.
Okay.
And that has all coincided with, of course, a lot of success in the last 20 years in football. So you combine all of the economic advantages associated with a part of the country that is just on fire in every respect, success in football. You had well-resourced institutions that decided to strategically deploy those resources to men's basketball. And that manifested itself primarily in elite head coaches. In our 16-team league, six of our 16 head coaches have previously led a team to the Final Four. That's better on a percentage basis than any other conference. And you look at some of the coaches in our league, we're talking about absolute alpha personalities, current and future Hall of Famers, guys like Bruce Pearl, just named SEC Coach of the Year, John Calipari, Rick Barnes, Nate Oates, Chris Beard, Porter Mosier, Buzz Williams. These guys are elite head coaches, but that doesn't happen. You're not able to, in any labor market, you're not able to attract and retain the top talent unless you have the financial resources to do so. So rising tide lifts all ships. SEC success in football allowed SEC institutions to invest in basketball, manifesting itself in elite coaches. And here we are, hoping to get 13 teams in the SEC tournament. Just a decade ago, Sip, over a five-year stretch, we averaged 3.8 teams per tournament per year in the tournament. So in just a decade's time, we've gone from 3.8 teams in the tournament per year now, hoping to get 13 in.
Wow, you just hit a home run. Thank you, Garth.
Well, thanks for the question.
One more for you, Garth. When I was at LSU, and I'm sure you probably made this trip, and this is what really caught me about the SEC, in May, there's a meeting for all new SEC employment or coaches, and private jets flew everyone in to the home office. I was actually on the road recruiting, and there was a meeting that that Commissioner Sankey ran, and it was I was sitting right next to Joe Moorhead, the new head coach at Mississippi State. And it was almost like a scared straight. It was so crystal clear from the head down and from the commissioner down, the alignment of the SEC and how things are done. I'd never seen that before. I'd been in every league basically there was, and I'd never seen anything like that before.
Can you comment on that? I imagine you're probably at that, just what it's like from top down to total alignment by Commissioner Sankey.
Commissioner Sankey is very methodical, but also decisive and strong when he needs to be. He's a truth teller. He tells, whether it's university president, athletic director, head coaches, we try to create a culture of telling the truth. That can be difficult in college athletics, just given the celebrity and financial status of some of our high-profile head coaches. But, I talked about our basketball coaches being alphas. Well, Greg Sankey's also a big-time alpha, and he's decisive and he's strong. And one of the unique features of the SEC, Coach Bush, and I think you could speak to this because you've coached in different conferences in different parts of the country, but we fight like cats and dogs down here, but it's like a family. It's like fighting with your brothers and sisters, because people down here really care about the SEC as a whole. Of course, they want their own team and their own program to win, but if they can't win, they want somebody from the SEC to win. And there's a tremendous sense of camaraderie down here that's not like anything I've ever experienced in another conference in college or at the NBA. And that's one of the SEC separators.
Garth, amazing stuff. We thank you for your time. We wish you luck in getting to that record of amount of teams in the tournament. And congrats on a great year in general. And we hope to chat with you again down the line.
Thanks. And for those listeners of yours who are college basketball fans, tune in. We'll be in Nashville this week for the SEC tournament starting on Wednesday. Runs through Sunday. Should be an epic week of SEC basketball celebrating a historic season.
All right. We will be watching. Thanks, Garth. Great stuff. Garth Glissman.
Thank you,
Garth.
Garth Glissman, SEC Associate Commissioner for Men's Basketball. What? That guy could talk. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Talk about the smartest guy in the room. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah, that was pretty clear. Yeah,
he brought the facts. The best answer he gave was how the SEC became a power. That was he taught a class on how the SEC became a basketball power, having to do with economic conditions in that part of the country, how football helped lead to it with the financial implications of the football success, the ability to hire incredible basketball coaches, where he reeled off all those guys who had been in Final Fours.
Right.
That's what I was looking for in that interview, is how did this happen? How did it happen that the SEC's become this basketball power in just a decade? It wasn't that long ago where we would SEC basketball was a complete afterthought.
Well, he said they were averaging 3.8 tournament teams per tournament. They weren't getting anybody. It was Kentucky and everybody else.
Afterthought.
Now they might have 13.
I think I talked to Steve about this yesterday. There was a conversation about prior to this in Nashville, they just prayed that Kentucky made the finals of the tournament.
Right.
If Kentucky didn't make the finals of the SEC tournament, there'd be tickets everywhere.
No one
at the game. Bill, now it's going to be – think about who's in this tournament.
Right. And he laid it out and it was very interesting where he started, that the southeast part of the country in an economic sense is on fire. That it's a strong part of our country.
Yeah.
And that macro, I never really thought of that, but that macro part of the conversation is fascinating. That's what's helped fuel this. And then of course it trickles down to football and bam. Then they got their coaches. They got the coaches in that league that are the best, that have been to Final Four. Six have been to Final Four.
That's crazy.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it at Texas A&M and Alabama and Auburn. You can do it. They got dudes.
One thing we didn't get a chance to touch on for those Husker fans out there, Garth was also on the football team.
He was a quarterback. Garth
was a walk-on quarterback. Did a tremendous job on the team. So his career of where he went from being a walk-on to law school to high school basketball coach to the NBA to the SEC and the most powerful basketball conference. I mean, he's currently hopping on. He's getting in his car and driving to Nashville. That's an incredible story by a local Nebraska person.
Good job, Bill.
Bill, we know you got to check out. We will. We'll see you tomorrow. And good luck with your speech today.
Thanks, guys.
All right. When we come back, just me and Sip the rest of the way. We will get to Steph Curry is going to be a GM while he's actually playing playing in the NBA still. We'll discuss this odd story next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on Too Tired to Cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.